This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news headlines first. President Vidyadev Bhandari says elections are most beautiful aspect of democracy. Preparation for local election at final phase, election commission distributing voter ID cards today as well, and North Korea orders strict lockdown with first official COVID cases. Now the news in detail. President Vidyadev Bhandari has called on one and all to vote in the May 13 local level elections in a free and fearless manner. In a video message, President Bhandari said that governance by people's elected representatives was the most beautiful aspect of democracy. The President said elections were the basis of a functioning democracy. They were also the means to justify the theory that people were the real source of state power. President Bhandari all to celebrate the elections as a national festival. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has called one and all to voters to go to the polls and cast their votes. Giving a video message, he said that voting is a constitutional right and duty of all of us. Similarly, Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota has requested all the voters to give up all work and cast their votes in the local level elections. Giving a video message today, Speaker Sapkota urged the people not to be intimidated while casting their votes. The Election Commission says the election preparation is in the final phase. The Election Commission has been distributing the voters' ID cards today as well. Joint Secretary of the Commission, Surya Prasad Arial, said the election officers, along with their team members, had been imparting voters' education as people approached to receive voters' IDs. Voters enlisted in the voter list for the local level election will be able to cast their vote on the basis of a voter identity card or any other original government identity documents. The Election Commission decided to allow voters to vote in the May 13 local level election with the help of any official identity card, including a citizenship certificate, passport, national identity card, or a land ownership certificate. However, it is mandatory to be included in the voter list for it. International Nurses Day is being celebrated around the world to honor their services towards humanity. This day is dedicated to that strong pillar of the healthcare system who works day and night for the people. In 1974, the International Council of Nurses declared 12th of May every year to be celebrated as an International Nurses Day. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain generally cloudy in Province 1 and Modest Province, partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the province. The division said light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at some places of Province 1, Modest Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and at a few places in Karnali Province and Sudurpashchim Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Sri Lankans have criticized a Wednesday night speech by President Gotabaya Rajapaksa, where he ignored calls to resign and vow to restore order. In his first national address since protests began last month, he offered to cede some of the presidency's power to parliament but set no timetable. Sri Lankans, who have been calling for him to resign over an unprecedented economic crisis, were unimpressed. Many said the speech failed to address the real issues. On social media, many referenced the resignation of Prime Minister Mahinda Rajapaksa, the president's brother, earlier this week as they called for him to quit too. One down, one more to kick out, read one tweet on Thursday morning. North Korea has ordered a strict national lockdown after confirming its first official COVID infections. State media have reported an Omicron outbreak in the capital Pyongyang but did not state the number of cases. KCNA said leader Kim Jong-un had vowed to eradicate the outbreak, which is called a severe national emergency that had breached the country's quarantine front. But observers believe the virus has long been present in the country. Outsiders say the nation's 25 million population is vulnerable, as North Korea has declined to administer a COVID-19 vaccine program, even rejecting offers from the international community to supply millions of AstraZeneca and Chinese-made jabs last year. Finland's president and prime minister will be setting out their position on NATO membership at 10 local time. It's likely to be a yes from both to joining the defense alliance. It would pave the way for a final decision to be made involving parliament in the coming days. Russia has warned there will be consequences if they join NATO, whose members see an attack on one as an attack on all. But both Sweden and Finland, which have a long history of wartime neutrality, have seen public support for joining NATO grow since Russia invaded Ukraine. On Wednesday, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson signed security declarations with Sweden and Finland, pleading UK support should their militaries come under attack. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. President Bidyadev Bhandari says elections are the most beautiful aspect of democracy. Preparation for local election at final phase, election commission distributing voter ID cards today as well, and North Korea orders strict lockdown with first official COVID cases. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.